This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India has emphasized that environmental action must remain people-centric, sustainable and responsive to the realities of developing countries. In his address at the 12th BRICS Environment Ministers meeting in New Delhi today, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupinder Yadav said, India's BRICS chairship is guided by the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in placing the concerns of the global south at the forefront of the agenda and redefining BRICS as building resilience and innovation for cooperation and sustainability.
We draw inspiration from the vision articulated by the Honorable Prime Minister of India, Shri Narendra Modi ji. I quote, "Our goal will be to redefine BRICS as a building resilience and innovation for cooperation and sustainability. Just as we brought inclusivity to our G20 presidency and placed the concern of the global south at the forefront of the agenda. Similarly, during our presidency of BRICS, we will advance in this forum with a people-centric approach and the spirit of humanity first."
The meeting concluded with the adoption of the joint ministerial statement. BRICS Nation today reiterated their commitment to strengthening collaboration on environmental protection and sustainable development. India has expressed grief on the loss of life due to a massive earthquake in Indonesia. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said, "India is deeply saddened by this tragedy and conveys its condolences on the precious lives lost." On US President Donald Trump praising India's election system and recalling Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar's remarks on the lack of voter identification in American polls, the MEA spokesperson said, "The credibility and robustness of India's election machinery are well-established facts globally." On protests in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, the MEA spokesperson said, "Many lives have been lost there and a large number of people have suffered casualties and injuries." He said local population needs and deserves sympathy and solidarity from the international community. The Supreme Court today said it would constitute a high-powered committee comprising retired Apex Court and High Court judges, a former DGP and an ex-CBI director to examine allegations of police excesses against students during recent protests in Delhi and violence against police personnel. The court said an order for constituting the committee would be released tomorrow after it receives suggestions from different parties on other members to be included in the panel. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has announced that public sector banks will launch a month-long campaign called Banking for Youth from October 2nd. Delivering her concluding address at the Public Sector Bank Confluence in New Delhi this evening, Ms. Sitharaman said that the primary focus of the campaign will be to engage youth and navigate their financial journey. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan today administered the Saptadhara of Shakti Pledge to officials of both ministries in New Delhi. Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Bhagirath Chaudhary and Minister for State for Rural Development Dr. Chandrasekhar Pemmasani were present on the occasion. Flood-like situations developed in the rivers of Paschim Bordhaman, Bankura, Purulia, West Mednipur districts of West Bengal after incessant rainfall in the upper catchment areas and in the southern districts of West Bengal. Alert has been issued in the lower basin areas of Damodar River in Paschim Bordhaman district. Pakistan's Supreme Court today ordered authorities... Pakistan's Supreme Court today ordered authorities to transfer jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan to Islamabad's Shifa International Hospital for a comprehensive medical examination within the next few days. Iran today said that the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed to maritime traffic until all Iranian conditions under the 14-point Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, signed with the US are fully met. Ace shuttler Lakshya Sen has entered the men's single second round of the BWF Badminton World Championships. He defeated Collins Filimon of Austria in the opening round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.